The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
It's a Friday, and this is Bob Burney Live. Telephone number 877 Bob Live, 877-262-5483. In light of my plea that I made to you yesterday, have you told anybody about what we do here these afternoons? Have you encouraged anybody to tune in and listen to LTD Radio, where we listen, think, and discern together? I hope you have. I hope you will continue throughout this year. I'm not going to go into everything I went into yesterday, but what we're doing every afternoon is important. It's vital. The information that you and I discuss is so very, very important. And I hope you will encourage others to become a part of the LTD family. To listen, think, discern. This is going to be a very important year for Supreme Court decisions. And there was a lot of controversy that there has been since the election, the presidential election, but especially in the last two or three weeks, about whether evangelicals can support a man who is flawed in his character. Can evangelical Christians support a man who has done some pretty bad things in the past, says things that kind of makes us cringe sometimes? Well, let me say before I go any further, I have said it many times, I will continue to say it, I don't give unconditional support to anyone other than Jesus. He's the only one, especially politicians. I will support anybody who tells the truth, who does good, does right. And I will not support the actions when those things are not good and right and righteous. So anyway, but when we talk about the incredibly important decisions that the Supreme Court will determine in this year, if you care about the Constitution, if you care about life, you care about the unborn, you care about marriage, you care about the family, you care about education. Just imagine how we would be discussing the Supreme Court cases if Hillary Clinton had been elected. And I'm being serious. Just imagine how different the conversation would be. I've got six Supreme Court cases that we need to be watching in 2020, and I'll go through them quickly here in just a moment. There is a very good possibility that the Supreme Court will come down on the right side, the constitutional side, the side of life, the side of common sense. There is a very good possibility that the Supreme Court will make proper decisions in all six of these cases. Is it probable? I don't know, but it is certainly within the realm of possibility. It is well within the realm of possibility. If Hillary Clinton had been elected, folks, let's get realistic. In these six important cases that deal with religious liberty and freedom of speech and life, If Hillary Clinton had gotten elected, there is no chance, absolutely no chance whatsoever, that the Supreme Court would rule in a constitutional, pro-life, pro-family way. No way. And that's just fact. I don't care whether you're liberal, conservative, Republican, Democrat. That is just fact. It's fact. What a difference the election of Donald Trump has made as we look at these Supreme Court cases. January 13th will mark the beginning of a brand new term, or the second half of this term, with the Supreme Court. Six cases I want to just draw to your attention. On January 22nd, the court will hear oral arguments in Espinoza versus Montana Department of Taxation. Now, this is a very important case. The Espinoza case, the Supreme Court will review a decision by the Montana Supreme Court that invalidated a state tax credit for taxpayers who donate to nonprofit groups that give scholarships to students attending private schools, both secular and religious. They can get tax credits for other schools, but not private schools. The Montana Supreme Court ruled that taxpayers could not get state tax credits if it's a nonprofit school, whether religious or private, but public schools they could. I think most of us would agree that's a wrong decision. School choice tax credits and the exclusion of religious private schools. That's January 22nd. It's Espinoza versus the Montana Department of Taxation. Then in June, the justices will hear oral arguments on medical services versus McGee. In this case, this is the Louisiana case that requires abortionists to have admitting privileges at a local hospital. That's just common sense. With the complications that can occur during abortions, this is just simply common sense. And this is the case that could cause the Supreme Court to reconsider Roe versus Wade. Very, very, very important case. The other case, the number three, in either March or April, the Supreme Court will hear oral arguments concerning two Catholic schools in California that fired two teachers because of religious issues. They were actually teaching doctrinal courses at these two Catholic schools. The Catholic schools decided to fire them. The teachers filed discrimination cases, one claiming age discrimination, the other claiming disability discrimination. The Catholic schools are saying, no, it had to do with what you were teaching. You were teaching things that violated the doctrine of the Catholic Church. This is a very important case indicating whether a religious school, a Christian school, or any other religious school can hire and fire people based on their doctrinal belief. Then the fourth case, possibly by the end of this month, the Supreme Court will decide whether to hear the case of Baronelle Stutzman. She is the owner of Arlene's Flowers in Richland, Washington, and she served and built a friendship with a homosexual customer for 10 years. But when he asked her to create floral designs for his same-sex wedding, she said no. And she has been persecuted horribly in the state of Washington over this. And possibly by the end of the month, the Supreme Court will decide whether to hear that case or not. The fifth case, the Supreme Court will decide whether to hear the ADF Thomas More Law Center case. This is a case concerning disclosing the names of donors, whether they have to disclose the name of donors or not. And for all Christian nonprofit organizations, it's a big case. And then the sixth one is the Harris Funeral Home case up in Michigan. Most of you are familiar with that. They've already heard oral arguments. They will probably issue a decision sometime by the end of June. This is the case of a funeral home in Michigan where one of their employees who had been working there for quite some time decided he felt pretty and decided to violate the dress standards of the funeral home to dress as a woman. The guy's a man, has not transitioned, has not gone through hormone treatment. He is totally, completely, 100% a man, but he wanted to begin transitioning, and so he wanted to turn up for work at this funeral home as a woman. It violated the dress code of the funeral home, and that case was argued back on October 8th of this past year, and the Supreme Court should hand down a decision, very, very important decision about employers' religious freedom and rights. All six of those cases will impact the religious community, will impact religious liberty and freedom for generations. Six very important cases. And may I remind you, if Hillary Clinton had been elected, there'd be no hope that any of those cases would be decided along constitutional grounds. They just wouldn't. All right, we need to take a break. We'll be back. When we come back, I've got Jack and Worthington on the phone, but I've got a phone line available for you as well. The number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Friday afternoon. And I've got one phone line available left. If you'd like to jump in, we can talk about anything you want to talk about. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. As promised, first up in this segment is Jack in Worthington. Jack, you're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome.
Oh, Bob, God bless you.
You as well.
You know, this transistor, guys want to call themselves girls. I have a beautiful daughter. She's in her 50s now. But when she was young, if one of them perverts would have gone in to the ladies' room or the shower where she was at, if he was lucky, he'd go to the hospital. If he was lucky. I would end up at Lucasville, but I'd go there with a smile on my face, just like if I had to go to jail for Christ. Because if I can't go to jail for my daughter and my wife, I'm not much of a husband. My sister was a bailiff for the court. They had this guy who had the surgery. He lived in Westerville. His wife was filing a suit for a divorce. He had two kids. He went to the ladies' restroom, and this woman come running out screaming. My sister says, I went over there, and I scolded her. She was screaming, and I told my sister, I said, if that had been my wife, you're not going to carry a firearm into a court of law unless you're a police officer. But they do have chairs. I'd have grabbed a hold of a chair, and I'd have worked that thing over his head as hard as I could.
Well, Jack, I think all of us men who care about the women in our lives, our daughters and our wives, would want to defend them. I would hope we could give them a stern order to get out of there and then call authorities rather than, taking physical violence. I would hope we could avoid that, but obviously sometimes you can't. But Jack, thanks. Jack's a little crusty, but I've got young granddaughters. If I was in a restaurant and my granddaughter went into the bathroom and I saw a man in the restaurant walking in after her, I've not been in that situation. I hope I'm not. But I would certainly act. And when enough of this occurs, I think we're going to have a change in our culture. I believe we will. All right, let's go to Craig in Mount Gilead. Craig, welcome. How are you today?
Doing great. How are you, Bob?
Well, with all this rain, you probably got mud all over your boots.
Oh, it's higher up than the boots, but that's to be expected up here.
All right, what's on your mind, Craig?
Well, when you opened up earlier and, you know, you said you'll take calls from anybody on Friday, and you opened with Paul's call, and you said, you know, we don't have the same screening process. We'll talk to anybody. I thought, did I call? Is he talking about me? But then I felt I needed to call.
Well, you are further evidence. We'll take from anybody or anywhere.
Anybody. But on a serious note, I just wanted to call and make a couple comments about yesterday's program.
Yeah.
And you know, you had spent a fair amount of time yesterday, and that was a good thing. You know, issuing your challenge. You know, your challenge to everybody to, you know, share with others what you do on your program, what goes on your program. You know, what people talk about, that type of thing, and with the emphasis on, you know, being in the Word. And I just wanted to tell you that I really appreciate that. And actually, when you opened yesterday, you commented about how, you know, for many years you were very uncomfortable with the show having your name in it because mm-hmm. it's not about you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Bob, I've met you in person a couple times, and I've listened to you for years and years. And I know when you say that you're genuine. And I really appreciate that because I sometimes have a problem at a church. You drive by their sign, and the biggest letters on the sign is the name of the pastor. Or I've seen pictures of some of the mega churches that we're familiar with where the name of the pastor is in letters bigger than anything else. And it's not about the pastor or the teacher. And, you know, it's about Christ. It's about God. It's about his word. And I really appreciated that. And, you know, you...
Well, no, go ahead, because we're going to run out of time. I want to allow you to finish.
Okay. No, I just wanted to say that, you know, over the years, I've taught many times. I have a small ministry. Many of the things I've recorded are on two different radio stations. My name's not in the name. The ministry name is totally different because it's about the Word of God.
Well, amen to that, Craig. I appreciate it. Thanks for your words. Thanks for your encouragement. I really mean that, and I appreciate it. God bless you. I gotta go. We'll be back.